Hello, I'm John Patrick Higgins, and this is Off the Record, a kind of added extra to Textual Healing with Mallory Smart. I've been asked to read an extraction from my new book, Teeth, pairing it with a song, and the song I've chosen is Rock Bottom Riser by Smog. It's a song about love, redemption, about overcoming obstacles. Or I assume it is. It's Bill Callahan. Who knows what's going on in that big old Easter Island noggin. It chimes neatly with the section I'm going to read, where I see my brand new teeth for the first time, and all the trauma and misery has been worth it. I ran my tongue over them. Unlike the built-up bottom teeth, a lumpen, blunted mass, these felt like teeth. Real teeth. As much as I could remember what having real, clean, straight, individual teeth felt like. It had been nearly 20 years since that junkie in my hallway knocked them out of my head. But you don't forget, not really. You know when something is right. And I had proper teeth again. Slender, strong, firmly rooted teeth. Air passed between them with a whistle. The nurse handed me a mirror and I gave a tentative smile, my lips noticeably dry and loose from a surfeit of rubber-gloved fingering. I had a smile. It was white, it was clean, it was even. There was a sense of an overbite. These were the teeth of my young manhood. This is what my teeth used to be like. I had the smile of a 21-year-old. It looked perverse, surrounded by the grey, jowly face of a middle-aged man. I watched myself smiling into the nurse's mirror. I have apple cheeks. Rosy red, perfectly round cheeks and perfect white teeth. I look like a jolly cartoon beaver. I stopped smiling. What do you think? Yeah, they're nice. I fear I'm not giving him what he needs. We've been on a long journey together. There should be tears. Is he expecting a hug? An English. I wasn't even going to give him a firm business-like handshake. I pick up the mirror again. They look beautiful. Not showy. Natural. Actual human teeth that you might be born with and still have at 50 if you've never heard of Coca-Cola. My eyes start to glitter. Oh God, it's happening. I'm crying at my teeth. The dentist and the assistant look on, beaming under their masks. I feel like I'm nursing a newborn for the sake of the midwives.
Thank you so much. They're beautiful.
I think they've worked really well. I'm very pleased, he says. I contemplate the handshake, but the moment's gone yet again. Besides, he's from Northern Ireland and therefore even more emotionally numb than I am. Should I slap him on the back? I just get a bill, which is fully a third again of all the monies I've already spent. Then I walk off into the street, smiling aggressively at bus queues and school children. I make it home without being arrested. Susan loves the teeth. She keeps asking me to smile for her, taking in the angles, the glint of the white. My cheeks hurt. I look like a Gibb brother you never heard about, or a forgotten Osmond, one of the deaf ones. The front teeth are perfect, but there are spaces behind them when I grin broadly. Maybe I could get a couple of implants there. They're only a few thousand each. Maybe one below, too, so I could have a molar. And I think of Michael Jackson, Lola Ferrari, or Mickey Rourke, who has turned his head into a sentient saddle. This is how it starts. You could, realistically, go on forever. Go on till the money runs out. I look at my grey hair, my pendulous jowls like panniers on a bike, the faded eyebrows and lashes, my elephant's knee of a forehead. My face is not worthy of these beautiful teeth. It'll all have to change. All of it. It'll all have to come out. Dyes, tinctures, fillers, nips, tucks. I'll have my balls tightened. How can I wear skinny jeans with these low-hanging fruit? I sneer at spandex, at effort, at the horrors of gym culture, of the powders you consume, the smell of it, the conversations you overhear on the treadmill, the fucking awful music, the would-be spiritual, holistic, nasty, namasty goopiness of it all. An intersection between hippies and bros who are into their bodies is the most insidious intersection I can imagine. The gym is like being stuck at a garden party with the worst people in the world. But the garden is inside, and it smells of ass, and everyone is a right-wing conspiracy theorist now. I'll take the surgery every time, expiring on the operating table with a beatific, perfectly engineered smile. Not really. Maybe I could take up Pilates again. It's a license to fart in public. And I really like the lavender eye pillows.